on 27 February 2010, a report was received from a subordinate battalion. The report describes an event in which the Federal Police obtained, or FP, detained 15 individuals for printing anti-Iraqi literature. By 2 March 2010, I received instructions from an S3 section officer in the 2nd Brigade Combat Team at Mountain Division Tactical Operations Center, or TOC, to investigate the matter and figure out who these, quote, bad guys, unquote, were, and how significant this event was for the Federal Police. Over the course of my research, I found that none of the individuals had previous ties with anti-Iraqi actions or suspected terrorist or militia groups. A few hours later, I received several photos from the scene from the subordinate battalion. They were accidentally sent to an officer on a different team in the S2 section, and she forwarded them to me. These photos included pictures of the individuals, pallets of unprinted paper, and sealed copies of the final printed material, or printed document, and a high-resolution photo of the printed material itself. I printed a one-up copy of the high-resolution photo and laminated it for ease of use and transfer. I then walked to the top and delivered the laminated copy to our Category 2 interpreter. She reviewed the information and about a half an hour later delivered a rough written transcript in English to the S2 section. I read the transcript and followed up with her, asking her for her take on the contents. She said it was easy for her to transcribe verbatim since I blew up the photograph and laminated it. She said the general nature of the document was benign. The documentation, as I assessed as well, was merely a scholarly critique of the then current Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. It detailed corruption within the cabinet of al-Maliki's government and the financial impact of this corruption on the Iraqi people. After discovering this discrepancy between the Federal Police's report and the interpreter's transcript, I forwarded this discovery to the TOC OIC and the NCOIC. The TOC OIC and the overhearing battle captain informed me that they didn't want or that they didn't need or want to know this information anymore. They told me to, quote, drop it, unquote, and to just assist them and the Federal Police in finding out where more of these print shops creating, quote, anti-Iraqi literature, unquote, might be. I couldn't believe what I heard, and I returned to the T-Skip and complained to the other analysts in my section NCOIC about what happened. Some were sympathetic, but no one wanted to do anything about it. I am the type of person who wants to know how things work, and as an analyst, this means I always want to figure out the truth. Unlike other analysts in my section or other sections within 2nd Brigade Combat Team, I was not satisfied with just scratching the surface and producing canned or cookie-cutter assessments. I wanted to know why something was the way it was and what we could do to correct or mitigate a situation. I knew that if I continued to assist Baghdad Federal Police in identifying the political opponents of Prime Minister al-Maliki, those people would be arrested and in the custody of the special unit of the Baghdad Federal Police, very likely tortured and not seen again for a very long time, if ever. Instead of assisting the special unit of the Baghdad Federal Police, I decided to take information and disclose it to the WRO in the hope that before the upcoming 7th March 2010 election, they could generate some immediate press on the issue and prevent this unit of the Federal Police from continuing to crack down on political opponents of al-Maliki.